Hey, what's good, everybody? Welcome back. You're on Woke with Anthony. I'm your host, Anthony Newton. And we're going to talk about some stuff today. Like, what do we got to talk about today, man? You know, I don't really follow politics as much. But, you know, I do listen to, you know, some other people speak. You know, the Joe Rogans and the Tom Bilyeus. And, you know, been listening to Ben Shapiro and, you know, some of these other guys, you know, that are doing it on a larger scale. But what do we have to talk about today? You know, just the fact that, you know, everybody's pussies. I covered that, I think. You know, some people are racist. We covered that. You know, if you want to be healthy and you don't want to feel like shit, you know, eat healthy, exercise. Covered. But what can we talk about today? One thing is, how about the white man in America? It's kind of flipped. And I know, you know, some black people, they're going to say, oh no, man, you know, it's about time and blah, blah, blah. But it seems very odd that, you know, the white man's definitely not on the bottom. But it seems as though they're the most scrutinized people ever. And, you know, I definitely have mixed feelings about this. You know, I'm African American. I do have a lot of Caucasian Americans in my life. You know, and good, you know, good people. You know, the bad ones I just kicked out of my life, but, you know, most of them now are pretty good people. And it sucks to kind of, you know, hear, well, it's good to hear all sides of the, you know, all sides of all arguments. So that's what I like, you know. And I used to get uncomfortable, but I definitely don't feel that way anymore. Because, you know, some of this stuff, we just need to get off of our chest. But it seems like everybody is kind of being heard, and, you know, if you're a white male, everybody just assumes you're racist and you're a Donald Trump supporter. You know, unless, of course, you're Bernie Sanders. Hey, guys, give all the money to black people. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to give all the money to black people. And unless you're Bernie Sanders and you're a white male, it just seems like, oh my God, you're the most scrutinized person ever. And I definitely feel for you because, you know, as an African-American male, you know, I've been in the middle of the Deep South and, you know, been in just like Ohio where they don't really see all that many black people unless you're on the, you know, unless you play for Ohio State or Toledo or something. But, you know, so I've definitely felt uncomfortable in many different instances. But now it's just, you know, it's kind of like everybody's just attacking the white male. And I have friends that are white males. And it's just, you know, they don't, like, you know, they don't want to come off as just being like, oh, you know, like, we really don't give a shit about that. But, you know, for so long, people have been talking about, you know, just being oppressed. And to be honest, I'm really not sure why more black people aren't like, yo, what the hell, guys? You know, like, why are you trying to take our shit? You know, so it's like, you know, because it's like the LGBT community and, you know, guys that want to be girls and girls that want to be guys and old men that want to be six-year-old girls and fucking out of control. It really is. I don't know what the hell we're doing. And, you know, I kind of, like, I like to toy around on social media a little bit. You know, play with people's emotions. Just because, you know, it's really fun to do. But when you think about, when you think about everything that's just kind of going on, I can't help but wonder, you know, how the hell did we get here? And it's just like, you know, black people were enslaved, you know, really just stripped away from where they're from and came over here and were enslaved. And then, you know, and up until, like, the 60s, you know, and then, you know, it was just like, oh, you know, there's no more slaves, but, you know, like, black people still aren't people, so, you know, you can't use the same bathroom, and, you know, you get hanged, and, you know, just, like, some fucking cruel shit, you know, but nobody's, like, nobody's out here, like, fighting against LGBT, like, no, like, and I'm sure, you know, there's just, like, you know, there's just, like, there are races white people, but what I'm trying to say is, at this point, it's not really about them being racist as much as it is about, you know, everybody still fighting for shit, like, you know, like, it's not, you know, like, we don't have equal rights, you know, and I've talked about this before, but, you know, people are still living in, like, the 50s and the 40s and using it as, like, a crutch, you know, because they don't want to do anything with their life and, you know, they want to blame everybody for, you know, whatever, you know, happened in the past. It's like, you know, people are still, like, fighting wars that, you know, Martin Luther King were fighting, and, you know, your grandpa and your granddad, you know, or your grandpa and your granddad, they're both the fucking same people usually. I mean, I guess you have more than one granddad, but, you know, but either way, people are still fighting for stupid stuff, like, when it's just, you know, just go get your money, man. Like, or, you know, go do whatever you want to do, because it's America and you can do that. You know, if you start from the bottom, work your way up and be on top. Like, it's not, you know, there's, man, there was this, you know, like, this march that happened in, what was it? It was, like, Baltimore or something, and, you know, somebody made a weird comment, and I can't really think about it, you know? Like, sometimes I do my research, sometimes I don't, but I know it was, a person, and they were just like, hey, you know, we, you know, black people can't be racist because, you know, we don't have the, you know, we don't have the power as the white man. And it was, the only strange thing was the fact that at the time, you know, like, the, like, most of the Baltimore community is black. Most of the cops that work there are minorities. So, you know, that's black, you know, white, Spanish, like, whatever. Your police chief is also African-American. And, oh, yeah, the fucking president of the United States was also African-American. So, like, that all just kind of crumbled on itself, you know, just to say that, oh, you know, like, well, like, nobody has, you know, no black people really have power, you know? And I don't understand why they're even worried about that anyway. Like, all these people are just, like, playing into the hands of these politicians and, you know, somebody, you know, somebody big just wants to make a quick buck off somebody. It's like, yo, you know, we obviously understand, like, there's still, like, you know, there's still a lot of racist shit that happens, you know, like, well, I'm not sure if there's a lot, you know, but I know the media blows it up, and, you know, mostly it's not in the big, you know, it's not really in Miami and New York and LA, you know, because everybody's just kind of, you know, there's everybody, you know, there's white, black, Spanish, Arabs, you know, there's just, you know, there's everybody. So, you know, I guess this only happens in, you know, the weird, like, I don't know if you should call them weird states, but, you know, the states where there's really not many black people, you know, like Minnesota or something, or, you know, like, it's another one of those weird states, like North Dakota or South Dakota. Like, I don't know who the hell's up there. I just figure, you know, I just figure, like, you know, Canada's right there, so maybe just a bunch of Canadians. But I just realize it's really weird, you know, at this point, to be kind of like a white man in America, because you're just kind of like, a lot of people just think you're, you know, just a bigot and a racist, which is, I've met a lot of really good white people, and it just seems like, you know, when some people talk, they might come off the wrong way. So, you know, like, when you hear different people like Trump talk, and, you know, some of the white guys that are on TV that are in the headlines, you know, they might say things that, you know, come off the pier, oh, you know, he just doesn't get it, you know, because he's white. It's just kind of like, you know, like, a lot of people are done, like, a lot of people just want to be done talking about it. And we obviously know that, you know, we're going to need to, they're going to need to make some, like, fronts, you know, on the people that are still racist, you know. And, you know, you can't just dismiss the fact. But you also, you know, you're also, I don't know what you're fighting for. Like, it's not like you just walk in a job and, you know, there's just, like, no black people. You know, or you apply for a job and they just don't hire black people. Like, that just, you know, or, you know, I don't want to just say black people, but, you know, Spanish people, Arabs, you know, like, Chinese people, Japanese people. You know, I never just walk in a place and it's just, like, one race. You know, that, like, you know, that rarely happens now, you know, because I believe, you know, in the business, like, in the business perspective of things, like, the more, you know, like, there's, you know, there's Chinese people or, you know, Asians and, you know, people from the Middle East, because, you know, I believe you just get, like, a different viewpoint on things when you start hiring those people for your business. But I really wanted to just kind of gauge everybody's, like, opinion on, you know, what the heck is going on that, you know, and not, this is not really like a, oh, you know, all white males are awesome. You know, no, this is like, we're scrutinizing, we're basically just scrutinizing them for just being white males. And which is what the hell that they were doing, you know, or, you know, not just white males, but just white individuals in general back in the day. It's what they were doing to African-American people, and we didn't like it. So now we just, you know, we just do it to them. That makes no sense to me at all. And most of you, you know, a lot of people understand this. Just like, you know, your kids, you know, two rights don't make a wrong, you know. Like, if the one sibling hits another sibling, and you go, oh, just because he hit you, you know, doesn't mean it's right to hit him back. And that's kind of like, that's kind of what we're doing now. And it's just been like a, you know, us versus them type thing. And I've always been in the middle because I just grew up around a lot of white people. But, you know, my family's also black, and I do have a lot of black friends as well. And so I've always just been in the middle of this because, you know, my white friends are saying something, and then my black friends are saying something else, and I can get both sides because I've grown up around both people, and I feel like that's why it makes me qualified to talk about this shit. So, you know, that's why I'm talking about it, if you have any questions about that. But I just, you know, we've come so far, but it's not like, you know, it's not like everybody just, you know, want equality. You know, it's like, oh, equality, you know, now everybody just work until you die. No, it's just like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we want equality, but, you know, we were slaves, so, you know, we're going to drag this shit out for, like, another 100 years. And that's crazy, because it just keeps people on opposite sides, and, you know, now it's like most black people are Democrat for, like, I don't know why. Like, I believe black people just, a lot of black people just don't know the difference between being a Republican and Democrat. So, like, I believe, you know, in the black family, I remember growing up just in, you know, in my family, it was, you know, like, nobody was Republican. You were just, like, Democrat. And nobody even, I don't think anybody knows what that means. Like, I didn't know what it meant until I had to vote my first time, you know, and I started looking into, you know, I start being like a stupid college student, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to learn everything about this election, and I'm going to be the best voter. And, but, you know, it kind of opened my eyes a little bit to what was going on, and there was like, you know, there's a Democrat, and there's third party, and there's a Green Party, and there's fucking Republicans, and there's all sorts of people, but I just believe black people only believe that Democrat, you know? And, you know, that's kind of how I grew up. I'm not saying all black people, but, you know, I know in most of the, you know, most of the black families, they're just like, oh yeah, we're voting Democrat. You know, and you really don't know why, but, you know, that's a lot, that's also, you know, a lot of the, you know, picking sides, you know, just because, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, like, you know, we don't like each other, you're black, I'm white, we don't like each other, you know, I'm gay, you're straight, we don't like each other, like, that's not it, like, that's not how it is at all, man. Like, there's so many, you know, like, I have so many, I wouldn't say I have so many gay friends, but, you know, I have gay friends, you know, I got friends that are lesbians, you know, like, it's, you know, I never once, like, at no point in me did I just go, oh, man, like, you're gay, dude, like, we can't really be friends, man, you know, like, you know, we were friends for a long time, but now you like dudes, man, I just, or you like women, I don't know if we can be friends. Like, no, I just, like, and, you know, that's another thing, like, the transgender and, you know, the identifying with a woman and identifying with a man, like, there's nobody, like, there's rarely people out there just, you know, like, oh, man, we don't like those gay people, and, of course, you know, just kind of how there's, you know, there's racist white people and racist black people, you know, there's gonna be some, you know, maybe some people that say, oh, you know, we don't like the gay people or whatever. But at no point were you ever, like, enslaved or just, like, held down. Like, when you apply for a job, nobody's like, oh, Stacy, that sounds like a fucking gay name. Like, at no point if you, like, you know, you just walk in a place, you know, and you just, like, I mean, you just, like, you look like a girl. And, you know, and, oh, that, you know, that might even be politically too correct, you know, you look like a he, or you look like a she, you know, and nobody's going, oh, man, that person looks gay, you know, we better stay away, or, you know, we can't hire that person, that person's gay. I've worked with so many gay people, so many lesbians, and, you know, like, at no point was, like, somebody like, oh, you know, like, man, you gotta fire that person because they're gay, you know, and I'm sure, like, at some point, you know, back in the day, it might have been something like that, but, well, not even, you know, but not to that extreme, but the point I'm trying to make is that, man, the white man in America is just looked at as, like, you know, almost like when 9/11 happened, and, you know, you just, like, question every, like, Middle Eastern person that you saw. Like, that's what, you know, that's what it's like. And I'm like, yo, I kind of feel, like, I really feel for you. Because, you know, a lot of them, you know, a lot of them are my friends, you know. A lot of them, you know, are very nice individuals. And they can't help the color of their skin. Just like back in the day, you know, we couldn't help the color of our skin. But we can't just, you know, treat them like crap because... And, you know, I'm saying them, you know, you can't treat white males like crap. And I guess the girls just don't get a bad rap because, you know, like, I guess white women, you know, you're just kind of, you're part of different groups, you know, because it's just like, oh, you know, like, women are underpaid. And so you kind of, like, as a white woman, I guess you kind of identify with just being a minority, I guess. But I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to make it seem like, you know, I don't really have, like, you know, I'm not sympathetic towards, you know, these actions. So, you know, and I really do think some parts are, you know, some parts are good. You know, some parts of the Black Lives Matter movement and some parts of the LGBT and the Me Too movement and all that crap. I do believe that they come, you know, I do believe that they come from, like a real place, but I do believe that we've kind of gone off the freaking rails. Like, we just, you know, everybody wants a movement, you know, so, like, it's just, like, you know, people are just getting raped, and people are getting shot for no reason, and I'm not really sure what the other movements, like, why they're doing that. I just, like, because, like, I get that certain, you know, I get that sometimes, like, you know, somebody might see a gay person and, like, ah, like, you gay. You know, but, like, I don't think people are just, like, going out and just, like, finding gay people and just murdering them or just, like, keeping them as slaves or, you know, just doing that. So, I have, like, I do have a hard time, like, trying to grasp. And, you know, if you guys, like, have anything to say, you know, you can contact me at my Facebook page, Anthony King Newton. You can also, you know, catch me on Twitter at King Newton 1077. You know, my blog, waytoowoke.com. You can, like, I really want to hear your feedback, because I just, like, I want to be able to gauge, you know, everybody's opinion and everybody's viewpoints, because I believe that's, like, as a society, that's what we lack. And, you know, that's kind of why I believe we're in this, you know, kind of mode that we are, just picking on. And, you know, most of it, it's not, like, discriminating against the white male. It's just, like, you know, it's picking on the white male because, like, you know, they had control of them being white. And we're fighting for, you know, just crap that happened so long ago. Like, just, like, you know, we need to find a way to move on and not actually use these things as, like, crutches. Because I really believe that's all we're doing is just using, you know, using being African American and, you know, maybe in poverty as a crutch. You know, there's so much opportunity. You know, there's black police chiefs, there's black fire chiefs. You know, we had a black president. You know, there's black congressmen and senators and CEOs. You know, there's obviously a bunch of African American athletes. You know, so there's so much power. You know, but most of the time, you know, instead of going after the white male for, you know, or just white people in general for picking on the African American, how about tell the African American to, you know, hey, if you want to make a difference, you know, when you're in power, make a difference, you know, build up your communities. So you have, you know, you got athletes, you know, you got athletes making hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, they do, like, backpack drives and, you know, they go sit with a fourth grade class for a couple of hours. Like, that's not what's going to help. You know, like, there's athletes from all over the country. And, you know, how about just giving back a little bit? You know, going in the community, you know, building, you know, and people do it, but it's not so much that you can turn it around. The reason why I believe most white Americans, and, you know, like, for the sake of this segment, you know, more white males are, you know, because when somebody, you know, when somebody's a place and they're wealthy and they do stuff, and I'm not saying all white males get, like, give to others, but, you know, they make sure that, oh, hey, you know, like, my community, you know, we got to keep this clean and we got to keep this organized. And then you teach your kids to, you know, hey, you know, this is how you save money. You know, this is how, you know, like, to not get in debt, or, you know, just teach, you know, teach the generations that come after you, you know, like, what you have to do to, you know, get out of this poverty. And as African Americans, it just seems like we just blame, you know, we put all our blame on everybody. And this is not just African Americans. I don't want to just say black people, you know, whatever. But, you know, this is like, you know, this is everybody. You know, this is the LGBT community. This is, you know, like the Me Too. And guys, I want to stress that I am for a lot of these movements because I know they do some good. But I believe we stress these movements too much instead of just trying to find another, like, instead of trying to look at another person's viewpoints and just come to, you know, like, come to a, like, agree but to disagree, you know? You don't have to fight, you don't have to riot, you don't have to call that person a bigot, you don't have to call that person a racist. You know, it's just, you know, just try and figure out where they're coming from so that when, you know, like when you do end up in conversations like that, you know, it's not just straight to, oh, you know, he's racist, or it's not just straight to, like, no, you got to try and understand their viewpoints, man. And that's what, you know, and that's what I really, that's what the whole point of this is, you know. And there's always going to be, like, stupid people, you know, like, stupid, you just can't fix stupid. But, you know, we continue to go down this path where, you know, we blame everybody, and it's just like, you know, we're all going at each other's throats, and we're on different sides. Like, most of the people, you know, they say certain things not out of, like not out of racism or discrimination, but the fact that, like, they're just tired of hearing it because, you know, like, everybody try and pigeonhole, like, on just one specific, you know, like, one specific group, you know, like, so it's just like, you know, if you're a black person, you know, you just go after all the white people or all the, like, cops, you know, like, oh, you, like, you all, like, so, you know, the millions of cops in the world, oh, you all just shoot black people for no reason. Or, hey, you know, like, you won't give me a job because you're a white male. You know, or the LGBT community, like, you need to accept us for who we are. Like, I've never, like, I don't know where the hell that come from. Like, there's been gay people all of my life. They're still having these freaking debates. Like, I've never, you know, like, if you're gay, like, you're gay, man. Like, nobody ever, like, I've never been with somebody and they're just like, you know, like, obviously joking, you know, and sometimes it's too far, you know, to be politically correct. But, you know, they'll be like, oh, yo, gay ass or something like that. But, you know, it's not malicious at all. You know, I'm not, like, I'm never with anybody that's just like, oh, man, you're gay, don't be around us, you know, like, we hate gays, we hate queers. Like, no, that just, like, you know, that hasn't happened probably in such a long time. And we're still fighting this battle. You know, obviously the African Americans are still fighting this battle. And people are just really going too far with a bunch of things. So far. Guys, just like, you know, let's, you know, just because, you know, I did this segment, you know, for, because I'm just like, yo, we need to just get off this whole, you know, white males are evil thing, because it seems like, you know, it goes back and forth, and I don't want to be, you know, because, you know, and some of these people, like, I really, you know, I genuinely love to hear their perspectives, and I love their point of views, but sometimes, you know, it feels like they're, you know, it feels like they're angry at, you know, at me, but, like, you know, I know I'm not the one who's causing, you know, I'm not the one, like, oh, you know, all white people are racist, you know, I'm not that person, but sometimes, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, it seems like, you know, it seems like, oh my gosh, you know, they're just tired of listening to, you know, oh my gosh, they don't want to listen to black people anymore, they don't get where they're coming from, but it's, no, it's really just, like, a lot of people are just tired of hearing a bunch of shit. They're tired of hearing how, you know, you can turn into a woman from a man. They're tired of hearing that, you know, oh, you know, white people don't care about black people. They're tired of hearing that cops shoot all the black kids. They're just tired of hearing a bunch of shit. And that's what it comes down to. And quite frankly, I'm really tired too. Like, I don't understand how we haven't figured this out in 2,000 years. Like, it just, like, really, like, befuddles me on how we're still here and how I actually have to talk about these things. You know, instead of everybody just going, you know, agree to disagree. You know, we're all going to have our religions and our beliefs and blah, blah, blah. All right, you know, I get your viewpoint. You know, that's not what I believe in. So, you know, we'll move on amicably. But, you know, we keep running this debate. But guys, I hope you really got something from this. And yeah, like, let's stop picking on everybody, man, and just get along. You know, there's so much violence, and there's so much other things to worry about. You know, we just need to, just start, you know, fighting for equality and not just fighting for, you know, rights over somebody. Guys, thanks for listening. Once again, I'm your host, Anthony Newton. You're on Woke with Anthony. You know, comment at, you know, my Facebook page, Anthony King Newton. You can also, you know, go over to my Twitter page at KingNewton1077. My website, waytowoke.com. You know, and that's W-A-Y, the number 2, W-O-K-E.com. Guys, thanks for listening. Stay woke, my friends. I'm out.